to fry things. Frying pans, skillets. Some people call skillet and some frying pans. They just they sit on there. Used to, you know, with the, well, still set them on the stove and set them on the eye. Of course, we used to have to take the eye off the stove and set them on right where the blaze would go. Right, we had them old frying pans that it didn't hurt for the fire to hit them. They'd just black as they could be. Of course, you'd have to wash them on the bottom too, you know. But we've still got something old heavy. We got one old heavy iron frying pan in there that'll just weigh several pounds, you know, that we. Which is our favorite for frying stuff. You put it right up on the eye, you know, and adjust your eye the way you want. Just fry your stuff right in that frying pan.
Do those things have flat bottoms or?
Yeah.
You ever seen one that had a round bottom on it with lid?
Frying pan? No. You got to have it where it's set on the. Now I have seen pots that have round bottoms, regular pots that you cook stuff on. I've seen them where you could hang them up. People a long time ago used to hang them up in the fireplace, those pots, and let them cook. They had some hooks there in the front of the fireplace to hang up there, and the heat from the fire would cook your stuff in that pot. And they'd hang it up over a fire, you know. And I've seen some of those round bottom, but the frying pan always, I never seen none of them, none of those was round. Bottom is always flat where they'd sit on top of the stove, if you wanted to sit on top of the stove.
Well, what about the... What'd you have in there to boil water in, to heat the water in?
Tea kettle. Regular, what they call a regular tea kettle. They've had those little tea kettles as long as I can remember. I don't think I can ever remember when you didn't have a tea kettle.
Was it made out of iron?
Well, yonder one sits right there on that deep freeze right there.
Oh, yes, sir. And that one is made of copper.
Kind of, yeah, I believe that's kind of a copper. Of course, they made it of different materials, you know. And they used to have them regular old cast iron tea kettles. Now, that was the first thing I ever remember, just an old black... No black cast iron tea kettle, you know. And yeah. That was the main thing that in my young days was that black cast iron tea kettle that you set it right on the right next to the fire if you wanted to, or set it in the fireplace on the coals, anywhere you wanted to, you know. Of course, you can these too, but it'll mess them up.
Did you ever have like a kettle outside? Like, what did you boil the clothes in? You call that?
That's the wash pot. That's the only kind we ever had. It just set up on some brick or something, you know, just something up where you could, like I say, where you get the fire under it, you know, and get air and everything. Like I was talking about building your fire in your fireplace.
What would you set the place at the table with, you know, after you cook the big meal and your skillets and pots and stuff? What would you eat with?
Well, we're kind of like we do now, only not didn't get quite as fancy as we do now sometimes. We just have our regular place, just set them around the table and knives and forks, just like we do now, you know. Of course, we usually didn't have as many dishes as we have now, and never did pay much attention to things like people do now, you know, about setting a table, you know. Wasn't as formal with it. Of course, we're not formal here either. We're not what you say formal here any time, as far as that's concerned. Of course, when we have company sometime, we use a little different dishes. She's got a nice safe full of real nice dishes in there, china and all kind of stuff like that, but she hardly ever uses them, you know. Sometimes we have company something and good many years she'll use those things, but most of the time we just use just those what you'd say everyday dishes, you know.
Well, so what about soup? What do you eat soup with?
Soup? We just have our soup bowl, just eat a little ordinary soup bowl. We just dip our soup out of the pot that she boils it in and puts it in those bowls and eats it with a spoon. That's the way we eat our soup.
So we don't have
no regular soup ladles or nothing like that. We just regular spoons that we eat it with out of the little bowl, you know, just common size bowl.
So usually leave the
soup sitting on the stove. Our little eating table is right there, right close to the stove, and just go there and fill up your bowl, and my wife will fill it up or something. Of course, sometimes we set the bowl on the table, just a bowl of soup on the table, and a lot of time, if you got company, you pour it out in a nice platter, I mean a nice bowl or something, you know. Sometimes.
Well, so you would have a spoon and a fork, and then you cut your meat with a...
We set our table with a spoon and a knife and a fork, just a common teaspoon, you know, and a knife and a fork, that's what we...